Hey folks, your OS reviews. You're watching our video first look and a quick review of the Blue Advance 4.0 L2. This is an Android smartphone, which is a budget-oriented unlock device that you can pick up through Blue and also on Amazon. But in our case, we are checking out this device courtesy of Telestial, and they also have some bundled packages using this phone, along with a preset amount of data minutes that you can use when traveling abroad. So definitely go ahead and check them out. But otherwise, as a whole, this phone, again, it's a low-end Blue device, but it still works fairly well as long as you're not expecting the latest and greatest in terms of specifications. It does perform well, and if you're used to Blue, you know that they have this kind of interesting skin as well as a wallpaper design, but they keep things fairly light as far as installed apps, so it's an elegant overall experience if you're using Android. It does have the latest and greatest Android 6.0 Marshmallow pre-installed as the OS, which is quite impressive at this price point. And in terms of specifications, we have access to a 4-inch display on the front along with support for 3G connectivity. This is a dual SIM device, so it supports up to 2 SIMs on the back, along with an LED flash for the camera, which is, again, 3.2 megapixels, so it is quite low in terms of resolution, but it does work. And the front also has access to a front-facing camera for video conferencing and Skype calls, and there's a 1.3 GHz quad-core processor underneath the hood, along with 1 gig of DDR3 RAM, and again, it supports expansion for memory up to 32 gigabytes with that optional microSD card slot located behind the back cover. So taking a closer look at the design of the phone first, it is pretty elegant, you know, for a low-cost phone. I like how the chrome accents on the sides creates this almost interesting revealed look. It has this slanted slope on the side, so it seems like the plastic on the back is almost peeling off and revealing, you know, the phone on the inside, which is completely chrome and very sleek and elegant. So it has this an interesting look. It's not just a black slab that is as generic as they come in terms of Android phone designs, but again, pretty classy. The front features access to 3 capacitive controls, which takes you home, menu, and back. There's also a microphone on the very top. There's that centered selfie/video conferencing a camera along with a earpiece. The left-hand spine features access to tactile volume controls, and the right-hand spine features access to a power on-off switch. Pretty standard stuff for Blue phones. The back also features this interesting fake leather material that creates a nice texture as well as grip when you're holding and using the phone. It doesn't slide as easily out of your hands and also resists fingerprints and smudges a bit more easily. The very top features access to a micro USB port for charging and syncing. Takes about 2 hours to completely charge up the phone. Afterwards, I could use this for about a day and a half before I needed to recharge it again. And there's also a 3.5 millimeter headphone jack. The back also features the aforementioned camera along with an LED light, which can be used as a torch or a flashlight in emergency situations. So pretty standard and attractive design all in all. So this isn't an IPS screen, which is one of the things that you'll notice after picking this up. The screen itself is quite vibrant and bright looking. Colors are nicely saturated, but once you start looking at it from a different angle, you'll notice that the colors begin to fade and also distort. So that is one of the areas where Blue was able to cut some corners and get the cost down on this phone, but all in all, not too much of a crippling experience. This thing, again, does have that quad-core processor, so daily tasks and regular things like opening up different apps as well as like browsing the web, we experience little delay, so it is fairly snappy and responsive, surprisingly, and it is capable of playing, you know, latest games, including Pokemon Go. So if you're wondering about that, yes, it does play Pokemon Go just fine. So taking a quick look at the experience here, there are a few pre-loaded apps by Blue as well as by Telestial and JT Group, inclusive of Blue Help that you can tap on to check out more information about the phone. And there's also a few preset guides and phone numbers programmed onto the phone book that allows you to contact help with Telestial and JT Group in case you run into emergencies or if you want to refill your minutes. Otherwise, if we take a quick look at the camera experience first, it is a autofocus camera, so it does work better than I first expected just by looking at the resolution count alone. So it's a fairly standard experience as far as the interface is concerned, but you tap on something, takes a few seconds, takes an image, you know, not the fastest thing in the world, but definitely acceptable. And you also have other modes here, such as a beauty face mode, auto detection for portrait styles, as well as panoramic shots. There's also a shutter mode that you can look at the camera itself can sense if you have different gestures, such as a 2-finger position with your image, and then it's going to automatically capture a shot. There's HDR settings, which you have to hold the phone quite quite steady to achieve. Automatic flash settings, as well as reversing it to the front-facing camera, which is slightly lower resolution, but it still works pretty well. It struggles a bit more under low-light environments, but again, it is a nice addition nonetheless. And there's also things for geotagging, changing the color effect, white balance, as well as flickering properties. So a few things that you can play around with. So taking a quick look at some of these sample shots really quick. Again, this phone does have pinch-to-zoom support, so it is pretty lucid and responsive as far as navigating the UI. And again, you know, it's not the most impressive camera in the world, but it certainly does the job. If you're out in a hurry, you can see how outdoor shots look pretty decent. Some colors aren't 100% accurate, but all in all, it captures a fair amount of detail, you know, for a 3.2 megapixel camera. So again, it's an example where the camera sensor alone, where the size of the sensor doesn't tell the entire, you know, story as far as capturing images. So a pretty good camera on board as far as some quick shots and sharing to social media or for emergency situations. So some other things that I found to be interesting about this phone, there is access to the regular Google Play Store for downloading applications, but there isn't access to Chrome, which is typically found under the Google Services, you know, folder. So they actually removed that in lieu of Opera Mini, which is another very capable browser, and it's especially optimized when you have a low amount of data to work with, and it loads up pages extremely quickly and also does very well with mobile versions of sites. So because this is meant as an unlocked kind of travel emergency phone where you don't have access to the most data in the world, this is actually a very smart choice by Telestial, and I'm glad that they customized it in this way. But you can always install the regular browser as well as, you know, Chrome if you want to through the Play Store. Otherwise, you can see here you have access to notifications on the very top that you can drag down. There are things to change the brightness of the screen. The screen gets fairly bright. You can still see some content under the sun, but it does wash out. Again, there's access to turning Bluetooth and Wi-Fi on or off, auto rotation modes, you know, turning the flashlight on the back on or off. It does work fairly well. And again, using this as a Wi-Fi hotspot if you, you know, purchase a more expensive data plan. Other extras on here include an FM radio, a file manager, there's a dedicated music player, and a sound recorder that uses a microphone on here, which works pretty well. So as far as the phone quality is concerned, I have to say that the Blue Advance, you know, here it actually does a pretty good job of making phone calls, which is to say the microphone is nice and strong. Reception as an unlocked phone when we're using GSM networks is also quite good. So we were constantly in an area that we had reception. As a result, our callers noted that our voices sounded clean and crisp, and that's certainly a nice sign to have. Even if it's a smartphone, again, it has to perform well as a phone first and foremost, and it certainly does that with this handset. So that's nice. Checking out the first browser, which is the Opera Mini that's built onto here. It's a very light browser that reduces the amount of data that you might consume when loading more complex pages. So it's going to be great when you're traveling and you don't have an unlimited data plan. So as you can see here, we have Blue's kind of homepage loaded by default. I can create multiple tabs if I'm browsing to switch back and forth. And it kind of reminds me of a WebOS where it's a very sleek and gesture-based. You can slide over here to access your private pages that deletes it from history, or if I'm done with a certain page, I can flip up to eliminate that. And the homepage itself gives me quick launch shortcuts to Google, eBay, Sports, as well as custom pages that you can then pin on there. So quite a nice browser that works very quickly and very well. Otherwise, there's also access to the typical WebKit-based browser found on every single Android phone, but that's the extent of the, you know, built-in browsers that Blue has done on this device. So if we do a quick look at some of the other features on here, such as the Play Store, one thing I will point out is that yes, this phone is capable of playing back Pokemon Go. So that's a common question that we get. And so it actually works pretty well on this device. Loading times are going to be a little longer than you're used to on a flagship phone, but otherwise it runs quite smoothly. Of course, it's going to drain the battery very quickly. So I do recommend getting an external power bank if you do plan on playing Pokemon Go with this device. Otherwise, again, it has a file manager, which is quite useful if you want to load up more documents and edit them when on the go. And there's also an FM radio, which requires a 3.5mm headphone jack to be plugged in, and that acts as the antenna for that radio. At the end of the day, the Blue Advance 4.2 L2 is an excellent budget-oriented Android smartphone. It's a great unlocked option for people who want to bring something ultra inexpensive when traveling, or just for kids, or even as a backup device, it works well. It's a dual SIM device, and we're pleased that Blue has actually offered the most up-to-date Android 6.0 Marshmallow experience out of the box box here, and the fact that it also supports a wide number of apps you can just download from the Google Play Store. The skin on here is very minimal, so it's a very clean install. There's a nice 4-inch display, and again, it offers expandable memory as well, which is perfect for people who want to use this as a media player. Call quality is excellent, and a few issues aside, it's an excellent option to consider. You can know more details about the Blue Advance L2 in our official written review, but this has been our video. Thanks for watching here at OS Reviews.